Last year, my wife Sukhleen and I went on a trip to Uttarakhand. Instead of choosing a luxurious hotel, we chose an offbeat homestay. We wanted to spend some time in silence away from the regular hustle and bustle of the cities. Our homestay was located in a very serene and calm place. It had three rooms, a simple house like any typical village house. And the food served by the caretakers was also so delicious. I appreciated the way they took care of our requirements. We were tired that day and decided to go to bed around 8 p.m. Soon after hitting the bed, we heard a sound outside our room. Someone was there. Maybe an animal or some person. We gathered the courage and decided to check. We went to the room where we had lunch and as it seemed, the sound was coming from there. The place was surrounded by darkness. We could not see anything. But as we were a little accustomed to the place, we managed to hit the switch for the light bulb. And as soon as the bulb glowed, we could see the painting of a woman. Seems like a scene from a Bollywood horror film, right? Don't worry, the painting was there in the morning too, but now something strange happened. As soon as the bulb glowed, it fused. We thought, is there some ghostly presence? Will we die? Are we the target today? Will something bad happen? There was no answer to these questions. Only silence was left behind. We somehow went to our bed and called it a day. The next morning we got up, we realized that nothing was wrong. Then why did we react in such a way? Why were we feeling scared? The answer was silence. Welcome to your weekly detox session. In this podcast, I, Devas, will share my thoughts, that is detox, to detoxify your life. I'm going to throw light on thought-provoking questions that surround us. You and I together will be discovering answers to questions related to life, career, growth, productivity, and anything that crosses my mind. So let's get going. In today's episode, we will discuss why silence is important in our lives. You heard my story, right? You see, the villain of the story was silence. But is silence really a villain? I feel that in our busy lives, we try to evade silence. We are 24/7 surrounded by noises from traffic to late night parties. We fill our lives with noises because we try to run from ourselves. We are afraid to meet ourselves. We are afraid to spend time alone. We are afraid to have deep one-on-ones with ourselves. Silence is crucial in our lives. Silence helps in doing creative work. Without a doubt, the creative process relies heavily on silence, and both are essential to life. Silence helps in doing creative work. Without a doubt, the creative process relies heavily on silence, and both are essential to life. Silence is crucial for success while you go through the creative process. Silence also helps you to become more focused. When your focus is constantly diverted, you might never realize how you can enhance your life. You can, however, develop your awareness by learning to be silent. You can determine whether or not your life is going according to plan by taking some time to think about it. You'll be able to consciously alter your life's patterns after you become aware of the changes you'd like to see. I also came to understand that being silent allows you to make plans for your life. We schedule both our upcoming vacations and business meetings. There are performance assessments and business reviews at work. Why don't we do the same for our goals, objectives, and personal life, the way we do for business and for fun? Silence gives you the power to accept who you are. You'll feel much more at ease and confident in your authenticity as you learn to avoid outside influences. Your decisions in the future will reflect this confidence in turn. Also, you develop more patience in silence. many of us miss out on the benefits of silence because of the constant commotion in the media and in our daily lives. Almost everyone has a short fuse for frustration in today's fast-paced environment. The practice of enjoying stillness promotes tranquility and serenity. Your tolerance for getting impatient will likely increase with regular practice. You'll have great patience with everyday annoyances like traffic jams and long checkout lines when you learn to appreciate quiet times. Therefore, once in a while, try to remain silent. With this, we come to the end of this podcast. I hope you liked today's session. If yes, then don't forget to subscribe to the show. You can also connect with me on Instagram, YouTube, and LinkedIn. Till then, stay awesome, stay productive.